Time now to look at some accessible technology. And actually, we're going to get some consumer advice. And joining me now, I have Mohammed Atif from RNIB Technology for Life team. Hi.
Hello there.
And you've got a bit of advice for us then this week, something to watch out for.
You say watch out for. I wouldn't say so much watch out for, but just to make people aware that Sight and Sound, who are the UK-based distributor of various things like JAWS for Windows, screen reading software, Zoom text magnification software, OCR print reading software, for example. They also sell things like Braille displays, the Capsys Smart Vision smartphone, video magnifiers, etc. And what I wanted to basically tell you is that if you purchase a device from them, whether it's from them directly or via the RNIB online shop or ordering through the helpline, for example, if you have some trouble with it and you send it back, if it's proven not to be faulty by testing from their engineers, there is a charge of £75. Okay, that's to basically prove that it wasn't faulty and you sent it back. And there is also a £9.99 charge for a courier picking the product up as well from your house. So what I would advise people, if you do purchase a device from Sight and Sound Technologies and you are not able to use it or it's you think it's faulty, the best thing to do is to contact the Technology for Life team in the first instance. Okay, we'll hand out the details at the end of this session. But the advice would be to get onto a technology advisor, talk through the issues that you're experiencing, try to get the support over the telephone if possible. If that's not possible, what we can do is request a technology squad volunteer to come and visit you and help you to possibly configure, install, set up, troubleshoot any issues, troubles, problems, issues that you're having with the product itself. So before you send it back, think sort of 2-3 times to make sure that it's not faulty. If, for example, you send the device back and because you don't like it or you can't use it or whatever, and it's not suitable, there still will be that £75 charge. So it's really, really, really important that you see someone or speak to someone before sending it back. What I would also advise, Simon, is before purchasing any kind of video magnification device or piece of software or Braille display or anything like that at all, if possible, get a demonstration of the product, a full hands-on demonstration, either from the supplier themselves, Sight and Sound, or by visiting a local resource centre from the RNIB, for example, or a local blind organisation, such as your local sensory impairment team or low vision centre, for example. At least you know that way you're getting the right device, it works for you, you know where the buttons are, the ports are, how big the screen is, you've tried it for yourself and you've seen other people try it as well. And ask questions. Keep asking questions. No question is either too small or too large or too difficult to understand or decipher. So ask away, and that's the only way you're going to know that this the product is suitable for you or not. Because these products are quite substantially expensive, I would say. Say, for example, a video magnifier or a Braille display may be over £1,000. So sending that back, but having that £75 charge as well, it is a substantial sort of investment that you're making. So you need to be absolutely sure it's the right device and it'll work for you. And hopefully you don't have to send it back unless it's faulty. If, for example, it is faulty and it's proven that it's faulty by their engineers and their testing, then you won't be charged the £75.
Having said that, it's quite commonplace. I mean, if you have a fault on your phone line, that's usually the agreement as well, isn't it? Come out and have a look. If it's the fault of your equipment, there's no charge perhaps, but if it's found to be a fault in your equipment, then there's a charge to cover expenses.
Yeah, or the other way around. So if there's no charge, say for example, I've got a BT line or my Sky TV's not working or something. If an engineer comes out and determines there's no fault with the device, they will charge you for coming out. You know, if they fix the problem, then they won't charge you. But if there's no fault on the line, there's no fault when they come out and they've tested everything, they will then charge you for the engineer being called out, you see. And you can understand it from Sight and Sound's point of view, I would say, because, as I said to you before, the products are in the quite substantial, over £1,000. So if you then have to send that product back, it has to be in resellable condition. It has to be, you have to retain all cables, all paperwork, all accessories, everything that's been sent out to you, and it has to be in resellable condition. So it can't be a crumpled up user manual, or the box is flat or anything like that. So it has to be resellable, you know. So you can understand it, because they will be losing money, or they are possibly losing money from customers sending devices back that they possibly order just to try them out, for example, even. So you have to be really careful, and, you know, it's good to know, I think, that this charge does exist, and it will exist in the foreseeable future.
And you expect this technology to always work, don't you? It's something you don't actually ever think about, that it might actually not work properly.
Well, technology, when it works, it's wonderful, but things can go wrong with technology at all times. I mean, someone could press a button that will render their technology unusable, something may come loose, or a bulb might go out, or on a braille display some dots may not appear. They are things that are considered as faults. But if you do press a button somewhere and the device is then not responding, for example, there are ways and means of fixing that device. I don't think there's anything you can do with technology unless it's a hardware fault that will render it unusable. So you can do like system restore, system resets to actually fix the issue. So when you, for example, you press a button and your device is not working, for example, you send it back into Sight and Sound, they then do a system reset or press a button or do something to fix that issue, then that device is not faulty. It was just human error, for example, customer error. Do you understand? So you will then be charged. If, for example, a key's fallen off or a port is not working or a button's not pressing correctly, then that is a fault. That is considered as a fault, because obviously that's not your fault, you know. But if you press something and it doesn't work, then it is customer fault.
Now, if you have any questions on this or on anything else to do with accessible technology, and as Mohammed says, there's no question silly or too small or too large, how can we get in touch with the team?
Okay, the best way of getting in touch with us is through the RNIB helpline, which is 0303 123 9999. If you have access to email, you can email your inquiry and your contact details to our mailbox, which is TFL, that's Tango Foxtrot Lima, at rnib.org.uk. And just to reiterate that number again, 0303 123 9999.
Mohammed Atif, thank you so much for joining us. We will speak with you very soon.
Thank you.